joined by Ann Rabe, the Environmental Policy Director of NYPERG, the New York Public Interest Research Group. The legislature is rapidly running down before they go home for their long vacation and their campaigns. June 2nd allegedly is their last date, but not surprised that goes a day or two later than that. Not much has been done so far on climate, but one of the big issues that has a fair amount of momentum is the All Electric Buildings Act. So Ann, can you tell us a little bit about this proposal and why it's so important?
Buildings are the largest greenhouse gas emitters in New York State. New York City law last passed requiring starting in 2024 that all new buildings constructed be all electric. This bill does the same thing on the statewide level.
So what's the holdup? I understand that the governor had initially put it into the budget. There was some disagreement about moving up the date, which she seemed to agree to, and then the assembly didn't want to do it in the budget because the budget shouldn't deal with policy. But now it seems stalled a bit.
It stalled in the assembly. As of Friday, the Senate Majority Leader contacted the Speaker, we understand, and said they want to pass this bill. We have to. Climate can't wait. The Assembly Speaker has not budged. So we are calling all 217 groups supporting this and pushing the Assembly. It's a must pass this session.
So I understand that part of the problem is that some of the unions who represent, I guess, particularly construction workers who would be building homes, like the jobs, I think, comes from, building more gas hookups. Is this a job killer bill?
No, it's basically scare tactics by National Grid. Unions that install fossil fuel gas homes can easily transition to installing all electric heat pumps, etc. So there's no need for this, but National Grid is desperate to continue to utilize fossil fuels. And so they've activated their labor unions to oppose it.
Yeah, and you mentioned National Grid because, the Assembly Speaker is from New York City as probably the single largest block. But as you said, New York City's already done this bill. So this is a bill that would impact, the rest of the state. Are there any of the construction unions, getting on board with this?
There are a few that are having conversations with geothermal heat pump companies and getting trainings on installing geothermal heat pumps. I am reluctant to use their names, Mark. It's a transition process. But I want to note that Con Ed and Long Island Power Authority strongly support this and say we have the electric capacity through 2031 to do it, starting in 2024.
Now, one piece of propaganda that I understand some of the opponents are arguing is, heat pumps are fine during the summer months for air conditioning, but, it gets really cold in upstate New York, and particularly air heat pumps just don't work really well in cold weather. How accurate is that?
Totally inaccurate. Heat pumps perform very well below 10 degrees Fahrenheit and have been successfully tested in the Arctic and Minnesota. Montreal just started an all-electric new rise construction starting in 2024. And Montreal's a pretty cold winters.
So what needs to happen in the last, 10 days or so or a week before, to get this bill passed? What needs to be done to convince the state assembly leadership to the climate is a crisis and we can't wait for them to dither around?
We urge everyone who cares about addressing the climate crisis to call their assembly member and urge their assembly member to contact the speaker or the speaker's senior staff and say this is a must pass bill, Assembly 8431B. It's a must pass bill for this session.
I know earlier in the session that I think the Renewable Heat Now campaign was trying to get the legislature to allocate $1 billion a year, I believe, to help, provide subsidies to low and moderate income people. And that, unfortunately, has not made it into the budget yet. What is being done to help try to make, heat pumps a little bit more affordable, particularly for, your low and moderate income residents?
A lot has been done. NYSERDA has many financial assistance programs, especially for low and moderate income families. And LIPA has a fantastic rebate. Their study shows that they provide $5,000rebate. So that's basically $16,000 after rebates to buy a heat pump versus a gas-fueled home is $22,000.
If people want to find out more information about air heat pumps, does NYSERDA or NYPERG, they have some, website information about this?
We're starting to put some up. I would urge them to contact, to look at NYSERDA's website. There's many educational programs about heat pumps and about going all electric and how we can do it. And there's many financial assistance programs. So, yes, I'd urge them to go to NYSERDA right now.
How are legislators in the Capital District, particularly, the Democrats, because they're the ones that actually control government at this point, how are the Capital District Assembly member and senators, lining up on this issue? I believe I heard this Assemblywoman Santa Barbara, more moderate, actually signed on to this recently or come out in support?
Well, he's agreed to meet with us.
Oh, meet. Well, okay.
But Assemblywoman Fahey and Assemblymember Steck have been great champions. Assemblymember McDonald, Santa Barbara, we are meeting with, and we are hoping that they will come on board. And I would say, we've got 48 assembly sponsors, Mark, which is good. We need a lot more. But right now our ask is call the speaker, assembly member, and say this is a must-pass bill.
Now, a lot of groups right now are, submitting comments to the New York State Climate Action Plan that the Climate Action Council set up under the CLCPA climate law a couple of years ago. Has the Climate Action Council weighed in on this issue about the need for all electric buildings?
Yes, they have. Peter Iwanowitz and Bob Howarth both testified at the assembly hearing on May 12th, strongly in support of this bill. And in fact, one of their biggest recommendations is that the legislature should pass this bill in 2022 to start all electric for new buildings in 2024.
Now, I mentioned earlier that in the governor's proposed, budget back in January, she had proposed basically a version of the All Electric Buildings Act. She had a, timeline of 2027 rather than 2024. What type of leverage is, Governor Hochul, if any, asserting on the assembly at this point to try to get them to the final agreement?
As far as we know, none.
None. Huh. That's too bad. How is climate in general doing in the whole state legislative process with a week or so to go?
It's not been good. EV car charging station bill, a number of other transportation bills have been stuck in the assembly. The one good news is we recently heard that the Fahey-Krueger bill to establish energy efficient appliance and building construction codes has reached agreement and is moving very quickly in both assembly and the Senate.
Okay. If people want to find out more information about what NYPERG is doing on this and other climate issues, I assume you have a website.
Yes, or they can reach me at arabe@nyperg.org or 518-560-1849.
And information about the All Electric Buildings Act, is there a coalition webpage or anything?
Yes, Renewable Heat Now has a really nice educational website, as well as Climate Can't Wait.
Okay. Well, we've been talking with Ann Rabe, Environmental Policy Director of NYPERG, the New York Public Interest Research Group, NYPERG.org, I believe. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.